Listening to. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions.
Hey, I heard you've been working on updating your company's software. How's that going?
It's going pretty well. We've had to deal with some malware issues recently, so we're implementing more robust security measures.
That's good to hear. Have you considered using cloud software for better accessibility?
Yes, we're actually in the process of migrating some of our services to cloud software. It should make remote work much easier.
Great idea. By the way, did you install the latest patch for your operating system? It fixed a lot of security vulnerabilities.
Absolutely. We make sure to apply every patch as soon as it comes out. We're also testing some new features in beta software.
Testing beta software can be a bit risky, but it's a good way to catch bugs early. Do you use a lot of freeware or shareware?
We use some freeware for minor tasks, but we prefer shareware for critical software so we can try it out before committing.
That makes sense. How about proprietary software versus open source software? What's your preference?
We use a mix of both. Proprietary software often comes with dedicated support, which is nice, but open source software gives us more flexibility to modify and improve.
Speaking of flexibility, do you use any software suites? They can be really convenient.
Yes, we use a few software suites, like Microsoft Office and Adobe Creative Cloud. They cover most of our needs.
What about utility software? It's essential for maintenance and optimization.
We rely on several utility software tools for system cleanup and antivirus protection. They're indispensable.
And don't forget about drivers. Keeping them updated is crucial for hardware performance.
Definitely. We also ensure our firmware is up to date to avoid any issues with our hardware components.
How are you handling integration? Middleware can really help with connecting different software applications.
We're using middleware to streamline communication between our various software systems. It's been a game changer.
What issue did Person B's company recently face? Malware issues. Why is Person B migrating services to cloud software? For easier remote work. What is the purpose of applying patches to software? To fix security vulnerabilities. What type of software is Person B testing? Beta software. Why does Person B prefer shareware for critical software? It allows trying before buying.